Call for Action presents Of Consuming Interest, a public service show that discusses scams, deceptive offers, and other consumer concerns. Here's the director of WUSA 9 Call for Action and your host, Shirley Rooker.
I do love to travel, but when I book an airline ticket, I don't really know what it's going to cost because of hidden fees. The same is for a hotel room. What about all those resort fees and things that are tacked on to what is the advertised cost of a room? Well, let me tell you something. Those hidden fees can really add up. We're going to discuss this issue. My guest is Charlie Leoka. He is a founder of Travelers United, which is a nonprofit consumer advocacy group representing travelers. You're nine kind of people, Charlie. I do love to travel, and you're absolutely right on some of the things, the issues that you all are addressing, such as hidden fees. That drives me crazy. You go book an airline. You don't know how much it's going to cost you to check the bags. You don't know how much they're going to charge you if you carry on a bag. Am I right? Is this some of the things that you all are addressing?
Exactly. These are some of the things that we're looking at. And these fees, even though they're not, the airlines say, oh, they're not hidden. Well, they're hidden in the sense that when you are making your purchase, you don't see them all. The only thing that you see as a passenger and as a buyer is you get to see how much the airfare is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you buy an airfare on Southwest Airlines, your baggage is free. Your seat reservation, they don't have them. Then you get, if you need to change something, you don't have to pay a $200 change fee.
Right, and they're upfront about it, and you know that.
And they're upfront, and they're very clear, and they advertise that, and they've got their whole transparency program going, which I was thrilled when they came out with that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to American, Delta, United, the big guys, or heaven forbid, down to someone like a Spirit or an Allegiant, there are fees for everything. And on top of it, if the fees were consistent and all fees were $25 for a carry-on bag or for a checked bag, and all fees were $35 for your second checked bag, then you might say, oh, that's all right. But
that's what's going to be.
You'd know if you traveled a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing that I've learned over the years is that most people, 70% of the travelers only travel one time a year, if that.
So they're not exactly pros.
They don't know what's going on. And so they end up, these fees really come back to haunt them. And on top of it, every fee has exemptions. If you're a certain level of frequent flyer, you don't pay the fee. And so if you're trying to compare a flight between Delta and American and United, it depends on what your frequent flyer status is in each of those, what credit card you might be using to buy the ticket,
true,
and then how much their actual fees are. And so it makes it almost impossible for a consumer to actually comparison shop and know what they're buying and compare prices apples to apples.
Yeah. Is there a fee now? I've heard rumors that there are going to be fees for carry-on bags. Is that?
They already have fees for carry-on.
There are? Okay.
If you go to, I believe, Allegiant.
I typically don't carry on a bag. So
well, Allegiant and Spirit are charging you for carry-on bags that you put into the overhead compartment.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, I think Spirit Airlines charge to carry on a bag and put it in the overhead compartment is more than they charge to check the bag and put it underneath the airplane.
So they don't want you carrying it on.
They don't want it.
Well, it slows down the loading and unloading of passengers.
Exactly.
I know that.
All of that kind of stuff. They say a lot of things.
And time is money for the airline. So.
Well, right now, time is money, but carry-on baggage for Spirit is a lot of money, too.
There's so many fees. It is really totally incredible. Now, where do you go to try to get some resolution to these issues for consumers? Is that a federal, Federal Trade Commission?
No, if we're talking about airlines, they're totally controlled by the Department of Transportation.
Okay.
And the airlines also have federal preemption. So if you want to sue them or take them to court, normally you have to take them to federal court.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a violation of their contract, then you can go to small claims court.
Yeah.
But even there, they can say, oh, we're going to move it up to a federal court. And mm-hmm. it makes it
hard for consumers.
Very difficult for consumers and very, very expensive.
Very, very.
So the place you have to go for redress is to the Department of Transportation. And we've been working with them now for the last 5 years. Nothing happens quickly in Washington. And that's good and bad. But in this case, we're getting close. I believe this year, before the middle of the year, they're going to come out with a new rule saying that the airlines have to at least tell us the baggage fees and the seat reservation fees together with the airfares. And
yeah,
if they
because
do
if
that,
you want now to reserve a seat in some airlines, it depends on where you want to reserve it within the plane. So there's so many variables for consumers. It just boggles my mind.
Well, it's worse than just variables. The airlines manipulate their seat map. They sit down and all aisle seats and all window seats might cost an extra $10. And so if you've got a family of four and you want to sit all the way across, then you have to pay extra money.
Gosh.
And those seats, they don't have that many frequent flyers who are elite members that could even fill all the seats.
Yeah.
So they only close them off to make people think they have to spend extra money.
And do they release them at the
last
minute?
They release them 24 hours before the flights.
Yes, but you can't always count on getting a seat.
And you can't count on being seated together.
No.
And so one of the other things we're trying to get is a requirement that when they set aside these seats, that either they notify people that you don't have to pay the extra money, or that they allow you to put your family together without paying extra money in the back of the plane, because you're talking coach right now.
Yeah, right.
And so it's a process, and it's not an easy thing to change because there are a lot of variables, and the airlines claim they need to make more money all the time. And I believe them 5 years ago. They were in trouble.
Yeah, but now
they're making
fuel, gas,
$5 billion a quarter almost.
Fuel has gone down so much but I don't think airline tickets have gone down.
No, that's another issue.
And that was one of the reasons the airline tickets supposedly were raised to begin with, was because the high cost of fuel.
Exactly. We heard over and over again, the only reason we're raising the prices of your tickets is because the fuel costs are so exorbitant. And as soon as the fuel costs went in the other direction, that really doesn't count.
Well, I'm glad to see them making money. I have nothing against the airlines being financially healthy.
I think it's great.
But do tell me up front the fees and what's going on. And I have the same complaint, Charlie, about hotels and their hidden fees. I am so resentful. I won't go to a hotel anymore that tells me that Mrs. Rooker, you're going to be charged a $50 resort fee. And I'm saying, I don't play golf. I'm not going to play tennis. I'm going to come to your hotel and sleep in the room. Oh, that's okay. You still have to pay the resort fee. I don't go.
Yeah.
Charlie, I've just said, no, I don't need to do that.
Well, you shouldn't. And the other thing
and
about
I tell
the
them.
The other
tell
thing
them.
About the resort fees, though, is that the resort fee in most resorts doesn't even cover the golf or the tennis.
No, then those are extra also. But you don't know that when you sign up. It tells you the resort activities.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then
that means walking around on the sidewalk?
Well, in some cases, it means they give you internet connections. They allow you to make free local calls, and who does that anymore? We all use our cell phones.
Then on
the other, they might give you a newspaper in the morning, and
they'll give
you extra towels to take to the swimming pool, and that's your resort fee, and everything else costs more on top of it.
And I don't go sit in the sun. Okay, let's just we're going to get into this. This is a really hot button issue for me. We're going to just let our listeners know they're tuned into Of Consuming Interest, and we're talking about some of those hidden fees you run into when you travel. My guest is Charlie Leoka. He is a founder of Travelers United, which is a group out there representing the interest of travelers, trying to get more clarity in costs, what it costs, and reducing some of the hidden taxes on consumers. So this resort fee thing really does drive me crazy, Charlie. I can understand an airline a little bit more that they're going to charge me to take my bag on, or do they going to charge me to check my bag, etc. The resort fee kind of thing, I don't get that. They build it. That doesn't mean I have to go.
No, and in the old days, you used to buy your hotel by looking at the amenities that they offered.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted a swimming pool, you looked for a hotel with a swimming pool.
Uh-huh.
If you wanted a fitness center, you looked for a hotel with a fitness center. Now, you might have to look, and then sometimes they charge you for the fitness center. Sometimes it's part of the resort fee. Sometimes it's free. But they don't tell you any of that information when you first see the room rate.
Right, exactly.
So if you look at the room rate and you think you're getting the least expensive hotel, all of a sudden you find out, whoa.
No, it's not.
It's not. My hotel, even if I said $100, once I throw in the resort fee of $29, is $129. And there might be some other fees thrown in, whereas the next hotel listed might have said it was $125, and they were honest about it. They weren't trying to mislead you, and that honest hotel is losing out.
Yeah, it's not fair. And there does need to be some clarity in terms of the rates that you're going to be charged. When I go on to a hotel's website or any travel website, I expect to get information that's usable, honest, upfront, tells me everything, and I don't. I have to search. That really annoys me. So when hotels do things like that to me, I tend to say goodbye.
Well, and
but
well,
I
you should.
Sometimes. And sometimes you can't.
Sometimes you can't.
Sometimes you don't have a choice.
Sometimes you're stuck. Maybe you've got a wedding party and they selected a certain hotel. You're stuck paying the fee.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens in this case, and hotels as opposed to airlines, with hotels you go to the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The Federal Trade Commission doesn't have the same kind of powers that the Department of Transportation has. However, they do have the power to say that this is a misleading or deceptive ad.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And right now, the way they're interpreting their laws and the misleading and deceptive ads, I just think it's plain wrong. They're saying that if the hotel fee is disclosed before you buy the room, that that's acceptable. And I said, that doesn't make any sense. You can have every room cost $2.
Right.
And at the last minute say, oh, there's a hotel fee of $150.
Yeah, you're right.
And it just doesn't make sense. I think that the FTC has twisted themselves into a legal pretzel trying to protect the hotel industry for some reason.
Yeah.
And instead of protecting consumers.
Well, they should protect both of us. They should make it fair.
They
should make it fair for hotels to compete against each other, and they should make it fair for consumers to know what they're getting when they're signing up. And that annoys me. Okay. Now, I know that you're also fighting a battle in Maryland that has to do with a veto that may or may not be coming up to vote, or may have, by the time this goes to air, it may have already been voted on. But tell us about what this issue is. And this, I'm sure, is not something that's just atypical to Maryland.
No, it's not atypical to Maryland. And these, there have been a lot of court cases now across the country. And some legislatures have gotten into the whole thing. However, in Maryland, the legislature passed a bill adding a new tax on all travel agents in the country, as well as wedding planners and meeting operators and organizers and stuff like that, because they were going to tax the services that they charge for. And this has been pushed mainly by Marriott Corporation, and which is a big, big employer in Maryland. And they're claiming that there's a loophole, but there's really not a loophole.
What kind of loophole?
They think that if a travel agent sells a room for $100 and they add on their own service fee, that they should pay taxes on the whole thing.
Well, and taxes on the service fee.
Exactly.
I mean, that's income tax, right, for the business.
It could be income tax for the business, but they want to have an additional, basically, it becomes a room tax. And the
be paid by the travel agent.
Right.
And say
so
what?
The question comes down to, when is the actual act of selling the room taking place? Does it take place when the hotel sells a room, or does it also include the help that you get and the advice that you get from a travel agent? And the other question might be, if some of the online travel agencies buy rooms in bulk, they might get 100 rooms from different groups of hotel, and instead of paying $100, they only pay $80.
Mm-hmm.
So which is a taxable event? Is it a taxable event when they sell the room for $100, or is it a taxable event when the hotel sells a room to the travel agent or to the online travel group? And basically, the courts across the country have said that the way that all the laws are written, the actual event is when the hotel sells the room.
Mm-hmm.
And whether they sell it for $80 or $100, that's the actual event.
So the law in the legislature that they've passed and that has been vetoed by the governor has to do with what you just said, reversing it.
Right. It has to do with adding a tax onto the fees that travel agents, wedding planners,
which is gonna
meeting planners.
Cost all of us more.
It costs all the consumers more. But worse, now if you've got a choice of staying in Virginia or in Maryland,
you might go to Virginia.
What are they going to do? They're going to send you to Virginia.
Yeah.
Because these guys, everybody doesn't have to pay the taxes. And all of a sudden, all of their rooms look cheaper.
Look cheaper. Wow. It does get complicated out there, doesn't it?
It does. And later on, we can talk about how this also affects our ability to comparison shop.
Well, how does it?
Well, what happens is the hotels don't have these extra fees. And so all of a sudden, it starts to look less expensive. And by looking less expensive, fewer people go to travel agencies. Or they go to the travel agent.
So you're putting some of the travel agents
out of business.
Out of business.
Mm-hmm. And if they go to a travel agency.
That's not a good thing for our taxes.
No. And it's
we don't win by that.
No. It becomes a real battle between travel agents and the travel and tourism providers.
Now, in Maryland, the governor has vetoed the bill, right? So what the Maryland legislature is looking to do to override his veto.
Right. They're getting ready to override his veto. And either it's going to happen as we're speaking, it may be happening just a couple of days after this program airs, or it might have happened just before the program airs.
Okay.
But I think it's going to last until next week.
So, and you think it's going to happen that they're going to override it?
I don't know. We're working hard.
Well, we know it's a heavily Democratic, and he's a Republican governor, so it's hard to say. But I wish you luck in that, because I hate to see our small businesses losing more small businesses, because the state of Maryland has lost a lot of their small business. They've moved out of the state because of taxes that came in with the previous administration.
They have.
So, yeah. And yeah. A lot of businesses have left.
And when we look at this whole operation, I mean, even if they it becomes a sweetheart deal for a big company like a Marriott, who is already getting a sweetheart deal. They pay lower taxes. They pay less in terms of property taxes because they're bringing in new employees.
Well, yeah.
And so what the legislature is doing is they're creating what's already a sweetheart deal and making it even sweeter.
Well, doesn't Maryland realize that its ratings in terms of friendliness to small businesses has declined under the past administration considerably? I mean, we used to be in the top third, I think, of states that were friendly to small businesses. That is no longer the case. And this is just going to be another notch in the belt that says our small businesses are sinking.
Well, they are. And if you look at the people supporting the increase in taxes, there's not one single consumer group that's on the side of Marriott.
Is that right?
It's strictly, this is a money grab, and it's a power play. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to take with smaller organizations, we don't have the millions of dollars.
Right,
that,
to fight it.
To fight it, that the big
happening
hotel
in other,
companies
Is this
did.
Happening in other states, Charlie, or is it kind of unique to Maryland right now?
No, it's been going on across the country. What's unique to Maryland is that Maryland is now passed a bill in their legislature, which would raise the taxes.
I see.
And then the governor vetoed it.
Right.
In other places, it's been done through the judicial system.
Let's just take a brief pause here to let our listeners know they're tuned in of Consuming Interest. My guest is Charlie Leoka. We are talking about all those hidden fees. And some of them come through taxation. Some of them come through fees that are tacked on by the provider, such as a hotel or an airline. And Charlie's bringing us the info, the inside scoop on it, Charlie. Love what you're doing. Love it. You know me, I'm a consumer advocate out there, and I love what you're doing. And as much as anything, it's important to educate consumers to what's happening so that they can make their own decisions. If it doesn't bother you and you don't care, that's fine. If it bothers you and you care, that's fine too. But to me, a lot of consumers don't know that these things are going on. I frankly did not know about the travel thing until I got an email from you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, and it doesn't only deal with, we're not just talking about these increases in taxes in Maryland, which is a small issue, but a big issue for us, regionally.
Maryland businesses is a big
issue. It's a giant
issue
for
them.
But then you look at other issues where we're talking federal taxation.
Mm-hmm.
We just went through a giant fight, and it's one of the few times when I'm shoulder to shoulder with the airlines. We're working together trying to keep the 9/11 security fees, which we all pay now to keep TSA in operation, to keep them frisking us and running us through the whole body scanners. And so we worked hard to cut back that kind of increase, but we lost. And we lost because what's happening in Congress is they said, we're going to raise the taxes, but we're not, or the fees, because taxes, is that's a four-letter word in Washington.
We do not, that's right.
But
this
fee,
is a bad word.
But fee is a wonderful word.
There you
so
go.
They take our fees and they're using it for the general fund.
Well, tax, you know that it's with you for life, generally.
Yeah.
A fee, oh, well, maybe they won't have that next year. Dream on.
Yeah, dream on. They're getting bigger, and now we don't even... The latest one is in order to pay for the highway bill, they're doubling the customs and immigration inspection fee on airline passengers coming in from outside of the country. And are they using it to help customs and immigration? Are they using it to cut down the long wait times at the airports? No. They're going to use it to fill potholes.
Oh, God.
And I couldn't believe it. But it was part of the deal. And once again, the consumers in this case, we went in arm in arm with the airlines against these new taxes, arm in arm with the airline pilots associations. Mm-hmm. So we had labor, we had industry,
so you had a broad coalition of groups and interests.
We still lost
because
fee is
money.
Still a three-letter word.
It was money,
right?
Money, money, money. Well, you know, it is interesting, but again, consumers need to be more aware of this. And what we're doing right now is letting some consumers know about it. What you're doing is letting consumers know about it.
Thanks a lot.
And I really, really appreciate that. Okay, so what are some of the other issues that we should be concerned about? We have about 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay, well, one thing I'd like to do is tell people to go to travelersunited.org.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a place you can sign up, become a member. You'll get we've got a free membership. We have a paid membership. And we'll include you in our mailing lists. And you also will get the opportunity to register your votes and in polls
on issues
and in
mm-hmm.
surveys
great.
That we then get out in front of Congress.
Okay. So when it's we travelersunited.org. You're a nonprofit organization.
We're a 501c3. We're a charity. You mm-hmm. can any donations are totally tax deductible.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been operating since 2009. And if anybody wants to do research, we're like a gold-plated member of the nonprofit world. You can find us.
Good, good. You're doing good work. Okay. So, yes, travelersunited.org.
Right.
Okay. Go to that website, get your information, support Charlie and what he's doing. So what are the other issues that you see on the horizon? Is there something coming up that concerns you?
Well,
everything.
We've got a lot of stuff going on. One of my pet peeves, and I'll take this opportunity to talk about it because it doesn't directly deal with travel, but it does. And this is the world of unmanned aerial systems. And right now, we have millions of these things being sold in the United States.
What do you mean?
Like drones.
Oh, those. Oh, my gosh. Yes, they're scary. And they are scary.
They're all over the place. And we've got a system which is nobody's really looked at figuring out how we're going to control them. And the FAA is probably not the place it's going to end up, even though they've claimed the territory. But it's more like we've got a whole system of how we run traffic on the ground as surface transportation mm-hmm. systems.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got stoplights. We've got signs. We've got a line in the middle of the road. And we've got rules of the road.
Right.
And then the enforcement takes place all across the country, all the way down to local police departments. We're going to end up with something like that in the future. But Congress isn't even examining it yet. They haven't set up any committees. And I've been working very hard in this next FAA reauthorization bill, which is coming out in mm-hmm. about 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
I think it will be cleared out of, had the markup in early February. I'm trying to get them to put in a committee which will look out 20, 30 years into the future.
Because they need to do that right now.
We have to do it now so we know we can start making plans.
Mm-hmm.
And companies like Google and Amazon want to start delivering packages.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid that's the last word, Charlie.
Okay.
Good fight there. Thank you so much. You've been listening to Of Consuming Interest right here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. My guest has been Charlie Leoka. He is a founder of Travelers United. Their website is travelersunited.org. I'm Shirley Rooker. You can reach me at shirley@callforaction.org. So thank you for joining us.
Of Consuming Interest is a public service program presented by WUSA 9 Call for Action, hosted by Shirley Rooker. Call for Action is an international nonprofit network of hotlines which offer free and confidential assistance. If you have a complaint, contact Call for Action at 301-652-HELP. That's 301-652-HELP.